When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, two things. You'll have a chance for money, final keyword on our show today, and we'll play some voice line calls. You look forward to that every Friday at 3:20, don't you, John? Very exciting.
Sure.
Senate Bill 43 was signed by Governor Newsom to a bit of fanfare this week. This is supposed to do something with our conservatorship laws. Quote, expanding the definition of gravely disabled, the legal standard for detaining people and putting them into conservatorship without their consent. We've talked about this issue many times over the years. Takes us back to the 1960s and 70s with what is known as the LPS Act, Lanterman Petras Short Act. This is supposed to revise that, make it possibly easier to take people off the streets who cannot care for themselves because of mental illness and addiction. On top of that, we're going to be voting up or down on a $6.4 billion borrowing measure next March for 11,000 treatment beds and housing units for people with mental illness problems. Let's talk about someone who's closer to the story than we are. And that's Andy Bales of the Union Rescue Mission. The CEO is going to come on the show now and give us his thoughts on whether or not this is a difference maker.
Andy, welcome again. How are you?
So good. Thank you for inviting me back.
All right. So the definition is people unable to provide for their own personal safety or medical care or food, clothing, shelter because they're drug addicted or they're mentally ill. That describes a lot of the people on the streets.
It does. It does. It describes perhaps up to 70%.
That's significant. Do you think that this is going to be a follow through and that this is going to be really a difference maker in getting people into help?
This is going to be a lifesaver and a difference maker as long as the measure passes and they prepare the beds and the staff to handle the influx of people, and they provide the proper care and they have the right staffing. If it all doesn't come together, we won't be able to do it. But you think the concept on paper
is the right way to go. Now they have to execute.
Yes. And the concept on paper is going back to 30 years ago in Des Moines when we had some sensibility and I could take someone who was a danger to themselves or others to a mental health referee. And I went 20 times, and 20 times I was able to get somebody in and get help. In 2008, or I think 2006, Carol Ann Reyes was dumped off on the streets of Skid Row with dementia and a low-grade fever and high blood pressure, with a diaper in her hand, walking the streets of Skid Row with a hospital gown on. And when I reported it, such a big deal was made, and the hospital apologized that she was then given everything she'd needed up to that point or before, and she was given a custodian, which is a bit like a conservatorship, and she was placed in a group home. And that is the right thing to do with people who cannot make a decision to care for themselves.
All right, how's this going to work practically? Who is going to be empowered to go to court and say, I have somebody here, and they need to be put into a mental health clinic because of their problems?
Either a relative or someone who cares deeply about this. Think of Steve Lopez and Nathaniel during The Soloist and what he went through trying to get Nathaniel help.
Right. That was
the Times columnist
who wrote a
they
series.
Turned that into a movie. Yeah.
Yeah. You have all these people who live anonymously on the street, right? If I go down Venice Boulevard underneath the 405, right? I don't know, it might be 30 or 40 people living under the overpass. The relatives probably don't know they're there. So who's going to step in and one by one pluck these guys out of the mess and take them into the court?
For treatment, yeah.
Hopefully outreach team members who care, friends, church groups who take food out will maybe step up and get more involved and save lives. It's, we can't continue the way we are. We're losing 6 people per day to death, overdose death, and other deaths on the street. And that continues to rise. And as long as that rises, we aren't making progress on addressing homelessness. When we see that start to drop through measures like this, we'll be making progress.
So you think nonprofit outreach groups and churches and those kinds of organizations would be able to, it's awfully hard to get people off the sidewalk. What if these people resist? Is there any mechanism in the law that forces them into a conservatorship, forces them into treatment?
Well, I think this is the mechanism, right? This, we'll see it laid out before us, how to go about it, how to do it, how to make the report. And you won't always find victory or save someone, but at least we can give it all we've got. We are our brother's keeper. The answer to that question was yes. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we are. And the Bible says in Proverbs 24:11, if you see somebody stumbling toward their death and you don't intervene, there's a judge in heaven watching you, and you'll be judged by your actions.
Do you know who the judges on earth will be deciding if these people are eligible for conservatorship? Is it the existing justice system, or is there a special set of justices for this care court?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that, but it'll be important who they are and where their philosophy lies. But we can't continue to be a society that leaves our most vulnerable to suffer and die on the streets. We don't even leave animals on the streets to die.
So in March, there's going to be this referendum on the ballot to borrow $6 billion with the money used for mental health treatment in hospitals,
beds, yeah.
All the personnel and the equipment. Does this program work without the $6 billion bond passing? I mean, is that borrowing mandatory to make this work?
I don't think it will work without sufficient beds, because we have thousands of people in need of this kind of help, and it's going to take thousands of staff and thousands of beds to meet the need.
Your opinion, the public has been burned a lot, getting taxed, borrowing money for various homeless programs, and everything's gotten worse and worse. What's the argument you would use to convince a person to trust this program and vote to borrow the money?
Well, I'd be much more comfortable if they would lose the harm reduction title and aspect in the description of this, because harm reduction and the free flow of alcohol and drugs is not going to work when you're trying to help somebody who is mentally ill and addicted. I'd have much more confidence in this program if they would move toward recovery, like Karen Bass says to do.
Now, can you be more specific? Because, you know, none of us are really familiar with how this would work.
Harm reduction allows the free flow of alcohol and drugs. Let me give you an example. A partner of ours wanted to bring over vets and wanted to do a special program for mentally ill vets on our fifth floor. And I said, well, when you come, are you going to follow the federal mandate of harm reduction with a free flow of alcohol and drugs on our floor? And she said, yes. And I said, well, then we can't have you, because it doesn't make sense to treat somebody's mental illness while letting them use hard drugs and alcohol as they recover.
The way this is written, the way it's going to be implemented, are they going to allow drugs and alcohol at these mental health hospitals and treatment clinics? Is that going to be permitted?
That's my concern, that they don't.
They don't what?
That they don't allow it. And so I would say read it carefully when you vote for it, and make sure that the harm reduction aspect is not part of the program, or it won't be effective.
No, that would be a disaster. And we've talked about that before, what a disaster harm reduction is.
What it's done to the, it's skyrocketed our street homelessness, and it's helped create, meth alone caused a lot of the mental illness on the streets, and fentanyl has exacerbated it beyond imagination.
Andy, thanks for coming on with us. We'll talk with you again, because there aren't too many people, public figures, who talk honestly about what's going on. You're one of the very few.
Thank you, sir.
And we like to use you for guidance on these matters, because they're so difficult to understand. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, that's Andy Bales, the CEO of Mission Rescue, and we're getting his take on this new law that Newsom just signed, Senate Bill 43, supposed to change the definition of gravely disabled so we can get more homeless off the streets and into mental health and other treatment programs. Coming up next, your chance at money, followed by the Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, let's roll right into the Moist Line. It's Friday, 3 o'clock hour, 3:20 or so. We do play two rounds of our calls. They're obtained either through the iHeartRadio app or the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
L.A.'s problem, they got to start voting Republican. They all vote Democrat, and they're complaining about the homeless, the crime. Duh. You made your cake. Now you get to eat it, buddy. Stop being losers, L.A. voters.
If you really want to stop homelessness, I have one word for you. Manzanar.
You keep acting like being in your 60s is ancient. It's not. 64 isn't that old anymore.
At the moment, Lake Mead's power plant is down 30% because of lack of water, or fear of. So it feed about 1 million people for electricity. Groundwater is good here in California today, but maybe not tomorrow.
The way I look at it, if we don't pay for the boys' condoms, then you're going to have to pay for the girls' abortion. California pays for abortions for women and girls from all over the country. Don't you think it would be a little bit more fiscally responsible to pay for condoms now than abortions later?
It is unbelievable to me. People will do anything, take dangerous, risky drugs, instead of just doing the right thing. Eat less. Don't eat sugar. Get your ass off the couch and go for a walk and exercise. That's how you lose weight. You exercise, you eat less. You don't have to inject yourself with experimental pharmaceuticals with all kinds of crazy side effects to lose 20 pounds. Get your ass off of the couch and go for a walk.
Got a confession to make. I'm guilty of misgendering my daughter's cat and possibly calling it a dead name. Got a ragdoll kitty from breeder and took to get it spayed, but it turns out the cat has or had. So we're clearly imposing our outdated view of sexuality on the cat, and I'm sure it's gender confused now.
Yeah, that Nuri Martinez says that the coverage of her was because the press is racist. Explain that. She calls a little kid a monkey. Explain how you see that the press is racist, Nuri.
Our Dodgers may be struggling, but Steve Darby will hit a walk-off grand slam against Adam Schiff for Feinstein's seat.
Listen, John, I know that you're a big Columbus fan, but wasn't the guy kind of a dummy? He got so lost that when he ended up in South America, he thought he was in India. How do you confuse that place with India? And we're supposed to celebrate the guy?
1492.
No, Kevin DeLeon. That recording did not ruin your reputation. Your f***ing mouth, that idiot.
Come on. Are we really just going to believe that the president really runs the United States? Really? Really? Okay. All right. Whatever you say. Sell me a bridge.
Definitely Israel needs to do what they're doing right now. And Hamas and Iran are the instigators and the savages.
Hamas is bad news.
I want my peeps. Don't take my peeps. Please don't take my peeps. I gotta have my peeps. No, no, no. It's basically the worst thing Newsom's ever done. I need my peeps.
Hey, John and Kim. When are the trials for the war crimes gonna start?
Yeah, any bill that Scott Wiener puts in his legislation is definitely no. Go look at the list.
I live in Orange County, and when I'm gonna mail a letter, I go to the mailbox that's at the post office. Several times I've gone to that mailbox, and they have a lovely piece of metal over the opening, and you cannot mail a letter. You have to get out of the car and go inside. You know why? Because people are stealing the mail out of those mailboxes.
Yep.
Quit stealing.
Banning WD-40. Soon they'll ban duct tape. You folks have no f***ing clue.
It's kind of funny that Newsom vetoed the condom for high schoolers. Maybe because they need more voters in 18 years. I don't know.
It's interesting what you said about the Democrats won't fight if we get invaded. I am in Oklahoma, and believe me, if the Russians or the Chinese show up, oh, we're going toe-to-toe, corner-to-corner. We're protecting ourselves. We're kicking them out.
Thank you for leaving your message.
There
please
you go.
Hang up.
Why would the Chinese invade Oklahoma?
Well, I...
like, if you're going to invade anywhere, would you pick Oklahoma? They just might like football.
Just,
just a question.
Isn't there oil there?
There was. I don't know if they're still pumping it, but there was a lot of it.
All right, well, that's just the first half of the voice line,
really,
folks.
Just the first half.
Yeah, there's more coming at the end of the show. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I know hardly anybody in the audience would watch MSNBC, which apparently has been running pro-Palestinian programming for the most part. But two things. One is, in about 4 days, they lost one-third of their audience. I have the feeling a big percentage...
Usually people tune into the cable news channels when there's big world news like
right.
this.
But MSNBC was definitely doing a pro-Palestinian slant. And I would imagine that a chunk of their audience are liberal Democratic Jews who probably didn't...
I didn't think of that, right? Didn't take that kind of coverage.
Second thing is... they have put three of their Muslim hosts on the bench, removed them from the anchor chair. There were three Muslims that hosted programs on MSNBC, and for the time being, they're not hosting.
Were they fiery supporters of...
Well...
they think that they may have had the ratings problem.
Ali Velshi, on Sunday, he interviewed a spokesman for the Palestinian Authority. And then there's, what is this guy's name? Ayman Moyeldin as well. And let me see, who's the third one? Mehdi Hassan. The three of them hosted shows and, not for the moment.
Oh, well, the story, of course, in that part of the world is that Israel's military has warned 1.1 million people living in northern Gaza to get out. It looks like Israel may be doing a big ground invasion, and that's their way of at least trying to say, we warned you. There are relief groups saying that it's really horrible for people in Gaza right now because they're just cut off.
There's only two main roads that go from north to south.
Yeah.
You know, and if everybody gets in their car, and a lot of people don't even have cars, there's just very few exits. And wow. You can only go so far south because the Egyptians are not letting anybody cross that border.
Yeah, I heard that you can get into Gaza from Egypt, but you can't go the other way, meaning you can't go from Gaza into Egypt.
Right. No. Oh, yeah, Egypt is happy to let
people go in, right?
Any like stray bridge, Palestinians, you know,
traffic, right?
Go back home, but they're not taking any incoming. None of the nations are.
Right. There's reports tonight that the militant group Hezbollah is claiming they did target Israeli military posts with some small arms fire along the country's border, and Israel responded with artillery strikes. There's always that we got to watch. Of course, today was the day of action or day of rage, as it was called by one of the founders of Hamas. And there were street protests around the world, and the countries you would expect them to be in, Iran, Iraq, Jordan, places like that. But nothing really wild. It was really just people showing support for the Palestinians.
It was short notice. I mean, he just declared the day of rage, like, yesterday, so. The day before.
No, it was the day before.
So it's hard to.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much the update. We don't know exactly what Israel's timetable is. There are reports that there were some raids done by the Israeli military, which may have rescued some hostages.
Hezbollah has said that they will move in on Israel if they find that Israel's response to Hamas is inappropriate.
Oh, I see.
Whatever that means.
Inappropriate. Yeah, I was going to say.
If their response matches their rhetoric, I bet you the Hezbollah will find it inappropriate. If it's half as much as what they're saying they're going to do. And then if that's true.
Then they'll be next. Israel will go into Lebanon and take out Hezbollah.
Right. And if they can't handle a two-front war, maybe a three-front war, because you have the West Bank Palestinians on the east side, then the United States is probably going to step in with reinforcements.
Now, there are supposedly 14 Americans who are unaccounted for in Israel. Biden spoke with family members today to, try to comfort them, try to tell them what we might be doing.
They had a Zoom call. It was Biden and a couple of his lieutenants, and they had all the families on Zoom.
Right.
Because the families live in, you know.
Yeah, all over the country.
All over the country, so.
Yeah. At least 2,800 people have been killed so far, including at least 1,300 Israeli civilians and soldiers and 27 Americans. And that's where we are in the story right now. It's past midnight in that part of the world. And again, the story in this country, of course, was protests in cities. Was there anything in L.A. that was part of the Day of Action? I see New York City had a couple of pro-Palestinian.
Not that I heard, and not that I've seen covered.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on it.
I don't know if there's anything at the federal building. Always somebody shows up.
Yeah, that's right.
The federal building to create a ruckus.
All right. When we return, we will finish the show with our friends, our dearly beloved Moistline callers. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, you're ready for the Ring of Fire tomorrow morning, the solar eclipse? No?
Yeah, what time is it?
It's 8 or 9 in the morning, but it's only slivers of California that you have to be in certain places to really get a good look at it.
Wow.
Yeah. And you should never gaze directly at the sun during a solar eclipse.
So. No, you burn your eyeballs out.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map. You'd probably have to go some distance to California to get a.
If I could see it from my back porch, but if not, then another
All
time.
Right. Let's run with the Moistline people. They close out the show every Friday. Leave your message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call us toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
The reason those criminals, thugs, didn't steal that Lamborghini is it was a manual transmission, and they didn't know how to drive it.
Oh, really?
That is an anti-theft device.
The birds want to go to where there's extra security. That's not. Oh, my gosh. If I were a bird, I'd want to go where it's safer. So, yeah, I'm going to go where there's cameras. Makes sense. Go bird watchers.
Yeah, that stupid idiot Newsom, he raised the minimum wage to $20. So then what did people do? You know, all he did was cost people jobs, because all people do now, like companies like McDonald's, they're like, all right, I don't want to pay these idiots $20 an hour. I'm just going to get automated machines to take their jobs. Well, great job, Newsom. All you did was get people fired.
Joe Biden tells Iran to be careful. Careful of what? Nobody fears Grandpa.
These people who have immigrated to other countries because they don't like America are the very same people that when hit the fan on those places, will be calling for the State Department to come and get them. Good luck to them.
Regarding the crosswalk, if there's a intersection four-way and there's no traffic control, there's no stop sign, no signal light, and there is no painted crosswalk, that is still a crosswalk and vehicles must yield to a pedestrian.
Parking enforcement locates a stolen car. They need to notify the police, not the owner. Is the owner supposed to retrieve the car themselves and risk being shot by the thieves?
Hey, you guys are talking about Nuri Martinez and Kevin DeLeon's recordings the other day. You forgot to mention the best part that came out of those recordings, them referring to Mike Bonin as Bonin.
Why should a fentanyl dealer get a warning after the first killing? The law should be, you kill someone, it's murder.
I don't care if it's fentanyl or too many Tylenols. If a dealer sells any kind of drug that kills any other human, they should go to jail for the rest of their life for murder. That's just what it is. Why are we not punishing people anymore?
You guys got to lay off these people at the Second of Times because they are absolutely right. As they said, what a habitat they need to thrive, we can now start looking at our own environment. Just like the birds, like trees and shades, so do we. We can do that by getting rid of all the condensed housing and homeless, knock down a few units, put a tree, move a homeless person, put a tree in the sidewalk.
Hey, I think I'm going to open up one of those climate cafes. And my cafe is going to have a theme menu, and it's just going to be a bunch of different types of...
Parking control officers. When do we start calling meter maids that?
Okay.
They're f***ing meter maids. If they ain't named Rita, and they ain't lovely. They're fat, middle-aged white guys, probably, and they're taking your money even when your car...
Get paid good salaries.
Hey, I figured out how they can fix the voting system. What you use is you use a cryptocurrency that's good for one vote during an election. After the election, you either can spend your cryptocurrency or it expires.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
By the way, you know how Hamas tracks its fortune for terrorism using cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I did. That is from Sam Bankman-Fried.
Who knows?
They put his money in.
That's what cryptocurrency is for. It's for every criminal, every terrorist organization, all the bad guys, the scammers, and that's what they kept their money in.
Because corrupt politicians.
It's much corrupt because it's more difficult to track. It's easier to hide the money.
Well, that's why corrupt politicians are still taking casino chips and cash, right?
Right.
That's
more
difficult to track too, right?
Yes.
Casino chips, or what was that we found out? A big bar tab and some hookers and
3,400 or 34,000 at a club.
Right, right.
Bottle service.
That's what they call it. We got right. Thank you, Eric. Bottle service. Expensive bottle service. All right, there's your Moist line. You can leave a message at 1-877 Moist 86.
We have Conway.
Hey now,
rolling in.
Let me guess, Alex Michelson
driving around L.A.
Wait, he can't hear you yet. Hold on.
Oh,
he's so slow. In
I was just going to say,
Ken is making a guess about your Friday guest.
Oh, what is it?
Alex Michelson.
Oh, you're right. You know the program.
It's amazing.
Hey, are you that big a fan where you know the schedule or?
No, I just know every Friday is Alex Michelson.
Yeah, he's great.
Do you have somebody every day of the week that's standard? I didn't know that.
We have Billy Ray that comes on at 6:30.
Right, but Alex is every Friday.
Right, and Mark Thompson on Tuesday.
Oh, that's
And then we try to get Orny Adams to come on Wednesday, but he's a busy guy. He's got a schedule, So put that. Anyway, tonight we have Dr. Edwin Krupp coming on. He's the director of the Griffith Observatory, and they had a huge, huge deal going on. The Ring of Fire is going to be, the new, what do they call it?
The eclipse. Solar eclipse.
Yeah, the solar eclipse. And that's going to happen. You can see it from Oregon all the way down to Texas. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a big deal. So we'll have talk to him about exactly when that's going to happen. Alex
Michelson. They're giving out glasses. Did you hear that?
Yes, yes. I think shot glasses. And then also Billy Ray coming out of this as well. So, but you know, today I noticed two things driving around.
What?
One, it's Friday the 13th. That means that all tattoo parlors give away discounted tattoos. So there's 900 people outside of every tattoo parlor in North Hollywood.
I did not know that.
I mean,
it's so trashy.
It's unbelievable. You're waiting with, 14 other guys to get tatted up.
Then
I drove by a Jewish school and a Jewish temple. Lots of security.
Yeah.
There's nobody messing around with those cats today.
Yeah.
Lots of guys with guns.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You will get wasted so fast.
Yes. It's over. Don't even think about walking over there.
Yeah.
You're blown away. All right. That's it.
Ding dong.
Yeah, that's it. And then big Saturday. You know, ding dong.
Ding
Dodgers.
Dong.
What are we doing? Oh, that's it.
Dodgers.
No,
yeah.
No
Dodgers. Come back in April.
You know, I don't know if I told you this, but my cousin, who's not with us anymore, had the same amount of hits that Mookie Betts had in the playoffs.
Wow.
Zero.
That would be
but
zero.
But a bump.
Sorry.
That's how many I had, too.
That's right.
I had as many as you did.
But Mookie had more opportunities than you did.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. But we all ended up at the same number. All right, Conway, we got Crozier with the news. KFI. Hey, I'm 640.
Big dog.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.